There are more than 900,000 people living in Milwaukee County. It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. Milwaukee County is Wisconsin's most populous. The city of Milwaukee itself holds more people than the second most crowded county in Wisconsin, Dane. But what about the more than 350,000 residents of Milwaukee County living outside the city, from Granville down to Oak Creek, from Franklin up to Bayside? And how does one county executive accommodate the priorities of both the city and its suburbs? What questions do you have this morning for Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley? Join us, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email available to you, ideas at WPR.org. David Crowley has been Milwaukee County Executive since May of 2020. David, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Lee. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Yeah, and Milwaukee County, said earlier, is planning to use about $1,900 of the American Rescue Plan funding, or ARPA funds, to create some affordable housing in Milwaukee's suburbs. Tell us about this plan.
Well, this is an exciting plan, and so we're allocating $19 million to this particular program. And what we want to do is put about $15 million to support the development of affordable housing throughout Milwaukee County. And really having a primary focus on suburban affordable housing. And this is not to say that, you know, we won't be focusing on city projects, but the city has their own ARPA funds. And so in order for us to really reverse the trends of segregated communities, and when we think about affordable housing in many of our suburban communities, we don't see them too much. And so we think that this plan is going to be critical to giving many of our residents more options on where they can reside throughout Milwaukee County borders.
Yeah, but affordable housing is not an issue isolated to Milwaukee County. We've heard from several Wisconsin mayors who cite the lack of affordable housing as one of their most pressing issues. So how is the housing shortage affecting Milwaukee and its suburbs? How would you size it up, David?
Well, I think it's a huge issue. You know, as a person who grew up in the city of Milwaukee from the 53206 zip code, I can, you know, speak firsthand what it means to be evicted, to have housing insecurity. And so when we think about right now, the rising in home ownership costs, the rise in rents right now, we know that it is not sustainable for many families who not only live within the city, but throughout Milwaukee County. And so we want to be able to assist in many of these projects to basically help keep rents low. But even if these are market rate development opportunities, we want to be able to buy down those rents so they are affordable. And so you have so many families who fall between a gap to where they don't necessarily qualify for affordable housing program. And so they're seeing a fiscal cliff because they're making too much money to give some type of relief. And so we need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can. And we see that people of color, women of color with children are affected disproportionately in Milwaukee when it comes down to evictions and home ownership. And the fact that we haven't seen an increase in African-American home ownership lets you know that we have to do something, to see the type of thriving community that we want to see. And so for us, we see that so many families are struggling right now. And we've seen that struggle in the beginning of the pandemic because we've seen the amount of assistance that folks were looking for or through our eviction prevention program. So this is a huge issue, and you're absolutely right. This is not just affecting the city of Milwaukee, of Milwaukee County, or the state of Wisconsin. This is affecting us nationwide. And so we know that we're going to need more support than just local government. We're going to need the state. We're going to need the federal government, philanthropic communities, the philanthropic community, and developers to really sit down and have conversations about how we tackle the issue of housing.
We're talking with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley about the need for affordable housing and his plan to address health disparities and more. Taking your questions at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And David, why are you targeting the suburbs for this housing project?
Great question. So we're really targeting the suburbs throughout Milwaukee counties because we don't see as much affordable housing in those particular areas. So we're working with different municipalities to see what we can do. But again, when you think about Milwaukee County, we have a history of being one of the most segregated communities in the country. And so if we really want to try to reverse some of those trends, we have to, again, increase the many options that are available, affordable housing options that are available in our suburban communities. And when you think about the amount of space that many of our suburban communities have and what they're trying to do, because many of their community, many of the people who live in those communities and reside in those communities are suffering as well. And so for us, we know that they don't necessarily have many of the funds to do this on their own. So we want to come in and support our local municipalities. But again, when you think about Milwaukee County, we have to reverse this trend and really eliminate the stigma that we have as it relates to racial segregation and where people reside. And so this is one of the ways that we're going to be able to do that. But again, it's going to take more of us coming to the table. When I think about just representing the county as a whole, as an African-American who grew up in the city of Milwaukee, I want to be able to make sure that our suburban communities are inviting communities for everyone to live in.
The recent Wisconsin Policy Forum report is detailed this morning in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the story starts this way. Milwaukee had the worst racial disparity in homeowner rates among nearly a dozen peer cities in 2020, with 26 percentage points separating the combined Black and Hispanic homeowner rate and the white homeownership rate. That from the Wisconsin Policy Forum report and detailed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, it seems to go to the heart of what you're talking about, David Crowley. So how do you use these ARPA funds to address that?
Well, you know, when we think about these ARPA funds, I think we have to talk about the fact that these are one-time funding opportunities for us. And so the $15 million to go towards affordable housing developments, the $3 million that we're going to be putting towards Milwaukee County foreclosures to help first-time home buyers buy those homes, you know, these are one-time funds. And so in order to really tackle this issue, we're going to need more assistance. And I think this is where the state legislature and the governor can help step in, as well as the federal government. It's going to take all of us coming to the table to really tackle these issues. And, you know, I can say that, you know, from experience as a person who relocated almost every year for about 15 years of my life, that it's unsustainable. And so we have to do some things differently. And so when I read that Public Policy Forum report this morning in the Journal Sentinel, you know, I think we can all say this is something that we all know about. But now is an opportunity for us to focus on how do we change our trajectory? How do we fix this issue that we're in? And we know that a lot of this is really addressing many of the historic policies that kept people of color from living in many of these communities and working with those local municipalities again. But this is going to be an all hands on deck effort. And we need everybody at the table to figure out how we move forward. And more importantly, make sure that housing is affordable. And this really builds upon a lot of the success that we have had throughout Milwaukee County, right? And so we think about in 2015, when we started the Housing First program, we've seen a 92% reduction since then in our unsheltered homeless population. We were able to come up with the right to counsel for individuals who are facing eviction so they can have representation in court, and what we've been able to do with the emergency rental assistance dollars. And so this gives us a great opportunity to build upon many of the great programs that we have. But again, this is not sustainable, and we have to continue to have these conversations to make sure that Milwaukee is going to be in the best place to serve all of the residents who currently live here, but also to attract other folks who are looking for a new scene.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, our guest. And David, are any communities pushing back to the idea of affordable housing being built in their backyard? Is there a NIMBY effect that you have found so far?
As you know, so far, I think when we think about the NIMBY effect, we all can honestly say that it's been here for a while. And we know that it's here, but we haven't seen any pushback at this moment, because I think when we think about affordable housing, the perception of who is living in affordable housing is changing. I think we forget that these are our teachers, these are our EMS workers and firefighters, many of our frontline and essential workers that we rely on an everyday basis. When we think about people with disabilities who need to make sure that they have affordable housing over their heads. And so as of right now, since we have made this particular announcement, we haven't seen too much pushback. But I think we need to continue to have these conversations so people understand why we need to create more housing, affordable housing, in many of our suburban areas, but just across the state in general.
And how do you address developers in this equation? How do you go to them and develop a business model that works for them and the folks who will live in these homes?
Well, I think it's about having open communication at this moment. You know, when you think about how inflation is really hindering many developers' ability to actually continue with many of their projects. It's one of the reasons why we came up with this $15 million program to assist in these projects, making sure that we can keep rents low. And so it's about making sure that we can talk to them, understanding the challenges that they have within their workforce, within their supply chain, to figure out how we move forward. And you know, this is going to be an all hands on deck effort. We need, this has to be a cross sector collaboration if we're truly going to solve the issue of housing. And so this, you know, we're continuing to have great conversations. I have to give a major shout out to Jim Matthey and our housing division and all those individuals there who have been talking with many municipalities, developers, as well as different families who have been affected by homelessness and evictions to figure out what we can do to assist them. But the conversation has to be open and has to be authentic. And at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we're bringing more people to the table who have access to more resources in order to help us all solve this problem together.
Before you were the county executive in Milwaukee, you also served in our state assembly. And when you talk about these ARPA funds being one-time funding that is not going to solve the problems of affordable housing and home ownership disparities in Milwaukee County, it seems to be you might be alluding to the relationship with Milwaukee and our state government. How is that relationship and what are you doing to better it?
Well, I can tell you that the relationship is definitely getting better. You know, with the recent election with Mayor Johnson, he and I have teamed up. We've had open conversations, meeting regularly with many of the leadership in the state capitol on both sides of the aisle to really talk about what we bring to the table, but what needs we also have when it comes down to making sure that we can improve the quality of living for all of our residents throughout the city and throughout Milwaukee County. I can tell you that there is a lot of PTSD at both the state and the local level when it comes down to really building these solid, honest, and transparent relationships. But as an individual who comes from the state legislature, I am optimistic on what we're going to be able to accomplish in partnership together to make sure that we're improving the lives of everyone, not just in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, but throughout this region, because we believe that we're a leader in this region.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley joining us, and he's taking your questions at 1-800-642-1234. What do you want to know about where Milwaukee, the county, and the city are going and how they plan to get there? I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. What's it got to be like to go from being a black teenage community organizer in Milwaukee to being elected as the youngest and first African-American executive in Milwaukee County at the ripe old age of 33? It's The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and our guest is David Crowley, Milwaukee County Executive. And we've heard on this show community organizers calling for political leadership to do more for the people. Well, what happens when those activists become our leaders? Does that view from the top help explain some of those persistent frustrations found at the grassroots level? Join our conversation with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. And David, I am curious, what does the 30-some-year-old David Crowley tell to the 18-year-old community organizer? And what perhaps would you take from the 18-year-old community organizer now that you're the leader of Milwaukee County?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Lee. And, you know, what I would tell my 18-year-old self is, you know, continue to do the work that you're doing and continue to focus on the people, but making sure that the people understand the policies that directly affect them. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I got involved in politics, because I realized that when you start doing a lot of organizing and the community is involved, so you don't understand the policies that are directly impacting them, and you don't have the connections to the policymakers, it's hard to make that change. But if I, you know, my 18-year-old self, always go back and I reflect a lot about, you know, where I come from, who I am, and what I need to continue to bring forth. And, you know, it's really remembering where I come from, not letting, you know, the thing I would say is not allowing the position to make me, making the position what I think is extremely important. And you have to continue to have bold ideas. You know, not everybody's going to be with you, but I'm excited about the opportunity that we have right now in Milwaukee to make some major changes and really improve the lives of everybody throughout Milwaukee County while creating partnerships in the long run. So I'm excited about this opportunity.
And you took office right there at the, about, what was it, May of 2020, right? I mean, it was, we were just realizing where we were in this whole big pandemic. And just last month, you announced you had contracted COVID. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so well today, you know, and I would tell anyone, you know, it's extremely important that you're vaccinated and boosted. The first few days of having COVID, it really put me under. And I think that I'm fairly healthy. And so it's extremely important that everybody is protecting themselves. And on the onset, you know, coming into office, May of 2020, about 2.5 months in learning about what COVID was and what we were dealing with. You know, it was definitely like drinking water from a water hose, fire hose. Mm. When you think about all the different things that we had to do, being the only county in the state and the largest diverse county without a countywide public health department, we had the opportunity to work with many of our local partners to focus on how do we, deploy strategies to focus on informing our community about COVID. But more importantly, when the vaccine came on board, how do we get people this life-saving vaccination? And so, again, you know, when you think about the perfect storm of COVID-19, CARES and federal, but the opportunity that, to have folks paying attention because so much was on pause. People only can watch the news and listen to WPR. And so it gave us the opportunity to really tell our story, what we've been able to do, but more importantly, again, bring more people to the table to form partnerships to really do the work that we're set to do.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, also taking your questions at 1-800-642-1234, where Martha and Menominee is standing by. Martha, good morning. You're on the air with David Crowley.
Hey, good morning, and good morning to your guests. I'd like to ask Mr. Crowley if in his planning for this, you know, that we know that the inner city can be a food desert, and the outer burbs can be a transportation desert. And I'm wondering if he has looked at options for affordable housing and connecting those areas with transportation hubs, especially with the price of gas. And I'm thinking about, you know, bus lines or ways that people that get into affordable housing in the outer burbs can then address this transportation desert.
Martha, I appreciate the question. The food deserts in the city and the transportation deserts in the suburbs, how do you connect those to make them work for both the city and the suburbs, David?
Well, that's a great question, Martha, and thank you for that. And so I would tell you that since my time being in the legislature, I truly believe that you can't talk about housing without talking about transportation and vice versa. And so we have to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to make sure that our transportation systems, no matter where you live throughout Milwaukee County, are getting people to and from those places. But I would tell you that that's one of the things that is a challenge for us within Milwaukee County. And so when we think about the financial challenges that many local municipalities are facing, our Milwaukee County transit system is definitely facing a challenge. We need to find about $40 million in the next 2 years to make sure that we're keeping up with the current level of service. And so this is one of the reasons why the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County and many partners, including MMAC and the GMC, has been focusing on the Move Forward Milwaukee MKE Coalition. And you can visit moveforwardmke.org to learn more about why we're focusing on a local option sales tax. And what we want to do is be able to buy down the property taxes that individuals are paying into and use that 1% local option sales tax to really focus on many of our local priorities. Now, I talk about 2 years within MCTS, but within 5 years for Milwaukee County, we're going to be facing a fiscal cliff where we won't have any local dollars for any of our local priorities. And so we want to be able to leverage our economic activity. And so when you think about what we've been able to do with the Bucks run and now with the RNC picking the city of Milwaukee to host their convention, we want to be able to leverage our economic activity, but that's only going to be able to be done by the state giving us the ability to do that. So in order to tackle many of these issues that you're talking about, making sure that we can connect housing to transportation and work with the city of Milwaukee and other local municipalities as it relates to food deserts and having access to fresh produce and vegetables and things of that nature. We need to make sure that we're giving local governments the ability to raise funds. And so that's one of the things that we're doing to make sure that we can tackle many of these issues that you're talking about. And so if we want to make these investments, it's going to take, again, all of us coming to the table, and we really need the state to help us out as it relates to that.
Another question here, but I really want to get it in. We're running out of time. Sue in Greenfield, quickly with David Crowley.
Hi. I used to take the freeway flyer bus to downtown Milwaukee. I live in Greenfield. And unfortunately, it looks like the freeway flyer bus services are suspended right now, which I think if people are going to be living in the suburbs and more affordable housing, a lot of people really depend on the freeway flyers.
Yeah, Sue, let's ask David because we're running out of time. David, I got about a minute. Are you familiar with the freeway flyer routes and where they stand?
I am absolutely familiar. Yeah, we've had to suspend the freeway flyers. We've had to suspend many of our festival routes as well. And a lot of this is, again, due to not having the ability to fund many of our bus services. But the other thing is that we are also hiring. And so we don't have the same amount of people actually operating our buses that we've had in the past. And so we have a really challenging time when it comes down to hiring. So when you think about the private sector not being able to hire, we have this much similar situations in government as well, because we can't compete with many of the wages that are out there. And so again, if we want to continue to have the freeway flyers and continue to strengthen our Milwaukee County transit system, which I believe that we are doing when you think about the bus rapid transit that we're going to be finishing up on the east-west leg and what we're looking at on the north-south leg.
David, we're just about out of time here.
But I apologize. But again, it's really about making sure that we have the funds, and we need everybody's help when it comes to that.
David Crowley, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I'm sorry we ran out of time.
Oh, it's not a problem, Lee. Not a problem.
I appreciate it very much. David Crowley is a Milwaukee County executive. Voters elected him to office 2 years ago. And just ahead, we explore how Wisconsin could improve its accessibility for people with disabilities. Today's the 32nd anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. So what challenges are you seeing in Wisconsin? That's ahead after your news. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.